Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Nazir Daf Samech Gimel, the ninth parak Hakusim Ein Lahem. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states Nazir Shigilch Venodelo Shu Tame. A Nazir who shaved and discovered he was Tame. Im Tuma Yadua Soser. If it was a known Tuma source, he forfeits his Naziris. Vim Tuma Sitahom Ein Soser. And if it's an unknown Tuma source, he does not forfeit his Naziris. This principle is known as Tuma Sitahom, Tuma of the Deep. Lazar suggested a source. The pasuk states, "V'kiyamus mesel up bepesibisom." If someone dies suddenly near him, alav b'mechuvereslo. Near him means apparent to him, excluding an unknown tumor from causing forfeiture. Reish Lakish suggested another source concerning a karm pesach. The pasuk states, "Ki yet tami la nefesh obederech rechoka." If he is tame from a dead man or is on a distant road, ki derech, indicating the tumor should be like a road. Just as a road is exposed, so to all cases of the pasuk, including tumah, only apply if they're exposed. The Gemara proves that these cannot be the source of the halacha and concludes, Ella tumas at the home gemor gemirila. Rather, tumas at the home was learned as a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Point number two, Rami Bar Chama asked, Nitma betoch mulos, if he became tummy during the term, but no de la'achr mulos malu, and was informed of it after completing his term, what is the halacha? Do we follow the time of his knowledge of the tumah, and the knowledge was after the completion of his term, or not? The Gemara further explains that the nafkamina emerges according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that tumah after completing the term forfeits only 7 days instead of 30. Is this true only when he became tame after completion, but not before, or is it sufficient that he only became aware of his tumah after completion of his term? Rabbi resolves this question from our Mishnah, which states, Im achlo gilach benkach benkach soser. If he was informed of the tumah before he shaved, either with this known tumah or with that tumah the home, he forfeits. This must be speaking where he was informed after completing his term, otherwise it would be obvious. Yet the Mishnah does not distinguish between tumah which occurred before or after the completion, implying that in either case he forfeits only 7 days, proving that forfeiture is determined by his knowledge of the tumah. And point number three, Abraisa defines the parameters of tumas atahom. Koshi emakira echo besofa olam. Any tumah that no one, even at the end of the earth, is aware of. Makira echo besofa olam ain't zo tumas atahom. But if one person, even at the end of the earth, is aware of it, it is not tumas atahom. The Abraisa then defines a necessary concealment. Hayitamum betevon obertzroros harzo tumas atahom. If it was hidden by straw or rocks, that is tumas atahom. Biyamim mubefeo benikike haslaim ain't zo tumas atahom. But if it was hidden in the sea, in darkness, or in crevices in the boulders, it is not tumas tahom, since it's not actually concealed. The Braisa concludes, "Lamru tumas tahom el lameis bovad," and they only said the law of tumas tahom regarding tumah of a corpse, but not for other sources of tumah. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, "Nazir shigilch venodu lahushu tame, a nazir who shaved and discovered he was tame, im tumah yadua soser." If it was a known tumah source, he forfeits his naziris. Vim tumas tahom ain't a soser. And if it's an unknown tumah source, he does not forfeit his naziris. This principle is known as tumas tahom, tumah of the deep. Lazar suggested a source. The pasuk states, "V'kiyamus mesel up bepesibisom." If someone dies suddenly near him, alav b'mechuvereslo. Near him means apparent to him, excluding an unknown tumah from causing forfeiture. Reish Lakish suggested another source concerning a karm pesach. The pasuk states, "Ki yet tami la nefesh obederech rechoka." If he is tame from a dead man or is on a distant road, ki derech, indicating the tumah should be like a road. Ma derech b'galuli, af kol b'galuli. Just as a road is exposed, so to all cases of the pasuk, including tumah, only apply if they're exposed. The Gemara proves that these cannot be the source of the halacha and concludes, Ella tumas at the home gemor gemirila. Rather, tumas at the home was learned as a halachu Moshe Mitzrayim. Point number two, Rami Bar Chama asked, Nitma betoch mulos, if he became tummy during the term, but no de la'achr mulos malu, and was informed of it after completing his term, what is the halacha? Basi yadia zlina v'yadia achr mulosi olo. Do we follow the time of his knowledge of the tumah, and the knowledge was after the completion of his term, or not? The Gemara further explains that the nafkamina emerges according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that tumah after completing the term forfeits only 7 days instead of 30. Is this true only when he became tummy after completion, but not before, or is it sufficient that he only became aware of his tumah after completion of his term? Rabbi resolves this question from our Mishnah, which states, Im achlo gilach benkach benkach soser. If he was informed of the tumah before he shaved, either with this known tumah or with that tumah's the home, he forfeits. This must be speaking where he was informed after completing his term, otherwise it would be obvious. Yet the Mishnah does not distinguish between tuma which occurred before or after the completion, implying that in either case, he forfeits only 7 days, proving that forfeiture is determined by his knowledge of the tuma. And point number 3, Abraisa defines the parameters of tumas atahom. Any tuma that no one, even at the end of the earth, is aware of. But if one person, even at the end of the earth, is aware of it, it is not tumas atahom. The Braisa then defines a necessary concealment. If it was hidden by straw or rocks, that is tumas atahom. But if it was hidden in the sea, in darkness, or in crevices in the boulders, it is not tumas atahom, since it's not actually concealed. The Braisa concludes, and they only said the law of tumas atahom regarding tuma of a corpse, but not for other sources of tuma. All right, so now we get our siman daf samach gimel, and our standard siman is a segue. So here goes. The Nazir on the hairy segue looking for the source for tumas atahom was informed after the completion of his term that he'd become tamei during his term, just as he passed some tumas atahom that was hidden under a pile of straw. So once again, it's a motion. The Nazir on the hairy segue, that must be more in daf samach gimel. The Nazir on the hairy segue looking for the source for tumas atahom, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nazir shegilach v'nodu l'shu tamei, a Nazir shaved and discovered he was tamei, in tuma yedua sozer, if it was a known tuma source, he forfeits his naziris, v'im tumas atahom in a sozer, and if it's an unknown tuma source, he doesn't forfeit his naziris. This principle is known as tumas atahom, tuma of the deep. After 2 suggestions for sources for tumas atahom are rejected, the Gemara concludes, tumas atahom gemara gemirua. Rather, tumas atahom was learned as a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So the Nazir on the hairy segue looking for the source for tumas atahom was informed after the completion of his term that he had become tamei during his term, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, if he became tamei during the term and was informed of it after completing his term, what is the halacha? Do we follow the time of his knowledge of the tuma and the knowledge was after the completion of his term or not? The Gemara further explains that nafkamina emerges according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that tuma after completing the term forfeits only 7 days instead of 30. Now, is this true only when he became tamei after completion, but not before? Or is it sufficient that he only became aware of his tuma after completion of his term? Rava resolves this question from a Mishnah, which implies he forfeits only 7 days, proving that forfeiture is determined by his knowledge of the tuma. So the Nazir on the hairy segue looking for the source, but tumas atahom, was informed after the completion of his term that he had become tamei during his term, just as he passed some tumas atahom that was hidden under a pile of straw. Which reminds us, Abraisa defines the parameters of tumas atahom. It's any tuma that no one, even at the end of the earth, is aware of. It then defines the necessary concealment. If it was hidden by straw or rocks, that is tumas atahom, but it was hidden in the sea, darkness, or in crevices in the boulders, it is not tumas atahom, since it's not actually concealed. And the Braisa concludes that they only said the law of tumas atahom regarding a tuma of a corpse, a mace, but not for other sources of tuma. So once again, the Nazir on the hairy segue looking for the source for tumas atahom was informed after the completion of his term that he had become tamei during his term, just as he passed some tumas atahom that was hidden under a pile of straw. All right, so now it's time for 4 blah blah chazara. Daf nun tes. So the siman daf nun tes is a knight. So here goes. The woman dressed as a hairy knight. Knight? That must be on daf nun tes. The woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor marching toward her husband, wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, which reminds us, the Gemara brings 3 opinions about the prohibition of dressing like a woman and that a woman should not go out wearing weapons. So the woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, was approached by a Suffolk tummy Nazir looking for someone to become a Nazir and help him out. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah continues the case of a pair of Nazirim, one who became tummy, Mace Echomehen, one of them died, and the remaining Nazir must be in Karbanis of both Tuma and Tahara. Masafik, Yeshua says he should find someone willing to agree to following Nazir's conditions, and then proceeds to detail how the Karbanis should be brought. So the woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, was approached by a Suffolk Tamei Nazir looking for someone to become a Nazir and help him out, because he got too confused trying to bring his Karbanis piecemeal instead, which reminds us, Ben Zoma rejects Rabbi Yeshua's approach. Who will agree to vow to be a Nazir opposite him and have to observe 2 terms out of doubt? Rather, he presents the way the Nazir should proceed to bring his Karbanos and stipulate certain conditions. Rabbi Yeshua objected because he said it emerges that he brings his Karbanos piecemeal. Daf Samach, so the Simur Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The Nazir was a Safek Tamei and Safek Motzor Muchlad and was proud wearing four hairy smiley face stickers. Smiley face stickers? That must be on Daf Samach. The Nazir was a Safek Tamei and Safek Motzor Muchlad and was proud wearing four hairy smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right Karbanos after each of his four shavings, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the Karbanos brought over 120 days by a Nazir who was possibly Tamei and a Matzora after each of his four shavings. So, the Nazir was a Safek Tamei and Safek Matzor Muchlat, and was proud wearing four hairy smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right Karbanos after each of his four shavings. Coach the Safek Tamei, who was a Muchlat Vadai, on what he needed to do to get his stickers. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the Karbanos brought if a Nazir was possibly Tamei and definitely a confirmed Matzora, if he's possibly Matzora and definitely Tamei, or if he's definitely both. So, the Nazir was a Safek Tamei and Safek Matzor Muchlat, and was proud wearing four hairy, smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right Karbanos after each of his four shavings. Coached the Safek Tamei, who was a Muchlat Vadai, on what he needed to do to get his stickers, and told the Nazir Tahor, who was a Matzora, that one shaving for both will not do. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai explained to his Talmidim why Nazir Tahor, who is a Matzora, cannot have one shaving account for both obligations. He explained that had each shaving been for the purposes of subsequent growth or to remove hair, one shaving would work. But now that the Nazir shaves only to remove, whereas the Matzora shaves to grow for the second shaving, one shaving cannot count for two different purposes. Daf Samachov. So the Simur Daf Samachov is a song we often use a magician doing the sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The hairy slave Nazir magician who chose a Nachri was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir as his volunteer for the saw a person in half act. Saw a person in half? That must be on Daf Samach Aleph. Saw. The hairy slave Nazir magician, which reminds the Gemara brings a source that a slave can become a Nazir, and it answers why source is needed given that since women can become a Nazir, so should a Vadim. Rabbi answers that since the Pasuk of Nadarim says, Lasor Israel Nafsho, to bind his soul with a bond, Bimisha Nafsho Kanuilo, this implies someone whose soul belongs to him can vow, Yatza Eviche Nafsho Kanuilo, this excludes a slave whose soul does not belong to him but to his master, Hoyove Nafsho Kanuilo, since his soul does not belong to him regarding Nadarim, Emagami Nazir Namilo, I would say that for Naziris, he's also not able. Kamash Malan, so the Torah teaches otherwise. So the hairy slave Nazir magician who chose a Nachri was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir as his volunteer for the saw a person in half act, which reminds us the Gemara brings a source that Nachrim cannot become Nazirim. Abraisa states, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, v'lolo of the Chochavim, speak to the children of Yisrael about the law of Naziris, but not to idolaters. So, the hairy slave Nazir magician, who chose a Nachri, was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir, as his volunteer by the saw a person in half act, told the Nachri audience not to worry if he messes up the trick, because since they cannot become Tahor, they cannot become Tamei, which reminds us. The Gemara answered that Nachrim are excluded from Nazirs because the Pasuk says about a Nazir, La'aviv le'ima le'tama, for his father and mother he cannot contaminate himself, which teaches, B'mishi yeshu tuma, Nazirs only applies to someone who is subject to tuma. Yasid over Kochavim she'enu atuma. This excludes to an idolater who is not subject to tuma. The source that a Nachri cannot become Tamei is the Pasuk, V'isha she'yitama v'yischata. And the man who becomes Tamei and does not become Tahor, which teaches that only Jews who can become Tahor are subject to tuma. But Nachrim, who cannot become Tahor, as the Rosh explains, the Pasuk Mechata says the children of Israel are not subject to tuma. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simur Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The admiral of the hairy submarine, that must be learned off Samach Beis. The admiral of the hairy submarine from the Kiafli fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, which reminds the Gemara as Kiafli de Kasav Rachmana Gabi Naziris Lamali. The Pasuk, if one shall clearly express that the Torah stated regarding Naziris, why is it needed since Naziris is compared to Nadarim, which contains the same phrase, and answers with a brisa, Het Nadarim Porkim Ba'avim Ve'en Lehem Al Mashi Yismuchu. Releases from Nadarim fly in the air and do not have a source on which to rely. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Yeshel Kemal Mashi Yismuchu. They do have a source on which to rely because the Torah says the phrase Kiyafli twice, teaching Echad Afalala Isser Ve'Echad Afalala Heter. One is for the expression for forbidding, and one is for the expression for releasing the neder. So the admiral from the hairy submarine from the Kiyafli fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, spotted a master forcing a slave to violate his Naziris, which reminds us the Gemara explains the difference between forcing one's slave regarding Naziris versus Nadarim. So the admiral from the Harry submarine from the Key Yafli fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, spotted a master forcing a slave to violate his Naziris, as a Nazir slave who had run away was returning home to his master because he was suffering for not being able to drink any wine. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches that if the slave ran away from his master after declaring Naziris, Ramirez says he may not drink wine, Rabbi Yossi says he may. The Gemara argues that the master does not give up hope on retrieving the slave, and Rabbi Yossi holds the master thinks that in the end he'll return, so let him drink wine so he should not be weakened. Rabbi Meir holds the master thinks, let him suffer so he'll return to me. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which thing when the Rav Shimon bar Yochai explained to his Talmidim why Nazir Tahru is a Metzora cannot have one shaving account for both Chiyuvin, that's on Daf, Samach. Good number 2, which stuff we have three opinions about the prohibition of dressing like a woman, and we learn that a woman should not go out wearing weapons, that's on Daf, Nun Tes. Good number 3, which stuff we learn about the concept of Tumas at the home, and that it's Halachu Moshe Misinai, that's on Daf, Samach Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff you learn that a slave can become a Nazir? That's on Daf. Samach Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which stuff you learn Tumas Tahoma only applies if no one in the world is aware of it and it was concealed by straw or rocks? That's on Daf. Samach Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff you learn Malchok is about a runaway slave violating his Naziris? That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf Rami Bar Chama asks what the halacha is if a Nazir became Tame during the term and was informed of it after completing his term? That's on Daf. Samach Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf they learn which kabbanas are brought over 120 days by a Nazir who is possibly Tame and a Metzora after each of his 4 shavings? That's on Daf. Samach. Good. Number 9. Which have they learned the difference between forcing one's slave regarding Naziris versus Nadarim? That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Good. Number 10. Which have we discuss what is learned from the Pasuk Ki Yafli written by Naziris? That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.